Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, a shocking NBA gambling scandal. Dozens of people, including current and former NBA players and coaches, have been arrested in connection with two separate gambling probes. One involves sports betting, the other, poker. Damon Jones, who had two quick stints with the Milwaukee Bucks, is among the defendants. So is Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and current Heat guard Terry Rozier. The interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York says in one scheme, the defendants would lure victims into rigged poker games for a chance to play with sports celebrities.
The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards.
Investigators say the operations were supported by mafia crime families. Victims lost tens of millions of dollars.
Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme.
In the other case, investigators say the defendants used insider information to place bets and alter their performance in games to maximize their payouts. This was a multi-year investigation going back to 2022.
Yeah, that's the Terry Rozier component to this. So he's a point guard in the NBA playing for the Charlotte Hornets. And sportsbooks started to notice a surge of betting on Terry Rozier.
I mean, it's kind of an obscure player, right?
I mean, it's not like everybody knows Giannis. Everybody knows Victor Wembanyama and some other stars. Everybody knows LeBron. Not everybody knows Terry Rozier. So to see a flurry of bets on the under in terms of points and rebounds and all that kind of stuff, prop bets they call that, mysteriously, he had a foot injury halfway through the game for the Charlotte Hornets in 2023. All those bets came in the day of that game, and it was flagged by sportsbooks. In fact, they took Terry Rozier out of all their props for the remaining portion of that year. So his stuff goes back to at least 2023.
And the investigators do not believe that the sportsbooks had any idea about this, that they were involved in any capacity. But yeah, what they were seeing was a red flag.
A constant stream of dump trucks rolling into the White House grounds today. Demolition of the East Wing continues.
As backhoes tear down the more than 120-year-old structure, President Trump previously pledged the construction wouldn't touch the existing building.
It won't interfere with the current building. It won't be. It'll be near it, but not touching it. And pays total respect to the existing building, which I'm the biggest fan of.
But now he says the East Wing had to go.
It's ABC's Mary Bruce. A little perspective here. The White House is a 55,000 square foot building. The ballroom itself is 90,000 square feet, or it's expected to be upon completion.
Lots of dancing can happen in there.
That's big. Trump now says the cost of adding that massive ballroom to the White House has jumped to about $300 million. All the money will come from private donations, though the president says he may use the $230 million he's demanding from the Justice Department over the federal investigations he's faced. National Trust for Historic Preservation is calling for an immediate pause on construction until a legally required public review process can be completed.
Not big, Greg. Huge.
Yeah, it's massive. 90,000 square feet, anything is huge.
Number three, Cybertruck recall. Tens of thousands of Tesla Cybertrucks are being recalled because onboard software could inadvertently increase the intensity of the front parking lights. That would make their headlights brighter than federal standards allow. CBS's Christopher Cruz has the details.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Tesla isn't aware of any collisions, injuries, or fatalities caused by the headlights, but they could cause a distraction to other drivers and increase the risk of a crash. The company is recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S. that were manufactured between November 13, 2023 and October 11, 2025. Owners don't have to do anything. Tesla will deliver a free software update over the air to correct the issue. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
This isn't the first time this year Cybertrucks have been recalled. Back in March, federal safety regulators recalled more than 46,000 of the futuristic-looking vehicles, warning that an exterior panel that runs along the side of the windshield could detach while driving. That's never good.